மஞ்சாகல்பதருபஷ்ய கிருபாசிந்துபைவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ. நமோ மஹாபஜன்னாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம ப்ரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னி கௌரத்திஷே நமஃ. ஜய ரூபா சனாதன் ভট্টরঘুনাথ শ্রীজীবী গোপাল ভট্ট দাস রঘুনাথ এছয় গোসাই করি চরণবন্দন যা হইতে বিঘ্ননাথ অভীষ্ট পুরাণ মহাভাব স্বরূপতম কৃষ্ণ প্রিয়া পরিয়সী ভক্তি প্রদেবী রাধিকে তং নমঃ। রাধে বৃন্দাবনাধীশে করুণামৃতবাহিনী কৃপয়া নিজ পদাব্জ দাস্যং মহিয়ং প্রদীয়তাম। বন্দে নন্দ প্রজেস্ত্রীণাম পাদরণুমভীক্ষ্ণশ যাসাং হরি কথোদ্গীতম পুনাতি ভুবনত্রয়ম্। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দয়াল প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 রাম। বলো শ্রী গুরুজি মহারাজ কি জয়, গুরু পরম্পরা কি জয়, অনন্ত অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয়, সপার্ষদ গৌর হরি কি জয়, গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয়, জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা সঞ্জীব কি জয়, ভক্তবিঘ্ন বিনাশন কারণী সিংহদেব কি জয়, ভক্তরাজ প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কি জয়, সর্ববিষ্ণপ্রদ গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধনজীব কি জয়, গোবিন্দ গোপীনাথ মদন মোহনজীব কি জয়, ব্রজমণ্ডল ধাম কি জয়, ব্রজবাসী ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, ব্রজেশ্বরী মধেশ্বরী প্রাণেশ্বরী শ্রীমতী ধারণী কি জয়, ব্রজদেবীগণ কি জয়, জয় রুচন্দাস ঠাকুর ত্রিভাব তিথি মহামহোৎসব কি জয়, জয় ত্রিভাব তিথি পালনকারী ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, সমবেত গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে।
ওম জ্ঞানতিমিরন্তস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকায চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। গুরবৈ গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদালয়ে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণভক্তায় তদ্ভক্তায় নমো নমঃ। বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরুবরম শ্রীরূপানুগপ্রবরম ব্রজরসিকম চ নারায়ণ তম প্রপন্নম শ্রীগুরুচরণম বন্দেই রমণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে রূপানুগভক্তিদম চ কৃপামূর্তি নারায়ণম। সো ফার্স্ট অফ অল অফ মাই দন্নোত প্রণাম সদ লোটাস ফিট ফর স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার্স Tlal Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev, Tlal Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev, to the entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present, and also Sri Lochandas Thakur, whose Tirubhav Tithi we are observing today. So, a few days before we observed his Vyas Puja Tithi, his Avirbhav Tithi. So, the Vaishnavas have said previously that there is a Darshanik Bhasha and Chalti Bhasha. So Darshanik Bhasha is Sanskrit. So very few people have Adhikar for this Darshanik Bhasha. But Chalti Bhasha means the local dialect. Nowadays we see people are finding it very difficult to grasp Sanskrit especially. Because Sanskrit is considered to be a dying language now. It's no longer active anymore. are these local dialects and the local languages that are flourishing. So one such language, which is a direct derivative of Sanskrit, is Bengali. So we see, what is the meaning of Yukta Vairagya? Yukta Vairagya means, whatever you see, you engage in the service of Krishna. Any language you see, any object you see, anything you come across. Therefore, our Guru Arga, they were very merciful, especially Sri Lochandas Thakur. What did he do? He engaged this Bengali language in the service of Mahaprabhu. Because we see, all the biographical books of Mahaprabhu, beginning from Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit, Sri Vrindavandas Thakur, many parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they were all composed in Sanskrit. So therefore, just to make Mahaprabhu's pastimes more accessible to the general public, we see that Sri Lochandas Thakur, he composed this Chaitanya Mangal in Bengali. We see the name of this book is called Chaitanya Mangal. So we see, Chaitanya means this living force. Sri Swami Maharaj has translated Chaitanya as this living force. So we see, from Chaitanyata comes Chaitanyata. Therefore, in one way, Mahaprabhu, he is the living force. He is the Atma within everyone's Atma. So he gives life to us. And Mangal means topmost form of auspiciousness. So therefore, by reading this book, the topmost form of auspiciousness is awakened. How? When one's own self is realized in the light of the realization of the super soul. Which means, by reading this book of Mahaprabhu, one is established in his own Swarup. First there is Swarup Siddhi, and then there is Vastu Siddhi. So we see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that first when you worship Mahaprabhu in Dasya Bhav, then gradually your service is transformed into the conjugal bhav, the Radha Krishna yugal bhav. We must never think of Mahaprabhu as the Nagar. If we think of him as being the enjoyer, then it is Rasabhas. So Rasabhas is very painful for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu can never tolerate Rasabhas. We see that once Bhagwan Acharya, he brought one devotee along with him to meet Mahaprabhu. So this devotee, his name was Gopal Das. So Gopal Das, he had some Mayavadi intonations. So he had written a poem where he had written that Jagannath, he is the non-moving Parabrahma. He is the Parabrahma who is in the shape of wood. Means he does not have any initiative of his own. He cannot act on his own. But Krishna Chaitanya, he is the moving Parabrahma. He can do anything he wishes. So he added many such speculations. And when this was shown to Swarup Damodara Goswami, Swarup Damodara Goswami said, this is very improper. If Mahaprabhu were to listen to this, he'd be very displeased, very unhappy. So then Mahaprabhu chastised this boy. As we know, there are two sides to a Vaishnava. First there is Khandan, means first they break the arguments, and also there is Mandan, means they correct. So we see that Swarup Damodara Goswami, then he corrected this Brahmin. Sir, what have you done? This is not proper. And then he corrected the prayer in such a way that Mahaprabhu became very pleased upon listening to it. And he embraced Gopal Das and he gave him his Prasadi Mala. And this way even Swarup Damodara corrected Bhagwan Acharya also. You must be careful while submitting such proposals to Mahaprabhu. Therefore Mahaprabhu is very displeased by such Rasabhas. Even in Vrindavan also, there are so many different types of such things. One thing is called Rasadushta. Rasadushta means, we see when Krishna was fighting with Jarasandha, Jarasandha was calling Krishna so many bad names, saying, oh, you Dibhaushi, very bad character, you thief, this, that. And as Krishna was running away from the battlefield, he was calling Krishna more and more names. But this is called Rasadushta, means completely opposed to bhakti. But still, Krishna, some happiness is feeling, because Jarasandha, big demon, he's addressing him in this way. Also, there is Uparas, Anuras. We say Anuras means the ras which is under the guidance of the main Sthayi Bhav. We say when Radha, Krishna and all the Sakhis are in the forest, at that time this Radharani's monkey, Kakati, is making many different sounds. This way all the gopis are laughing. So technically this has no connection with Radha, Krishna or the loving pastimes. But still this ras is actually following the primary ras of Madhurya Bhav. It is nourishing. Therefore, it is called Anuras. And Uparas means that ras which is near the main Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, but not exactly directly corresponding to it. Like we say, when Radharani was showing this Dakshinya Bhav, Krishna, why did he leave Radharani in the middle of the rasa dance? Because he realized that if Radharani was not going to be Vamya, if she is going to be Dakshinya, very submissive, then this would be unfavorable for his seva. So therefore he left Srimati Radharani there. So he wanted her to regain her Vamya Bhav. So this is called Uparas. So many such things, Uparas, Anuras, Rasabhas, Rasadushta. Rasabhas means thinking Mahaprabhu, he is the Nayak, and other things like that. So we see sometimes people have many different misconceptions about Mahaprabhu. Even to this day, so many misconceptions. They're singing Mahaprabhu, saying, oh, when will he accept me as his own? But we see that Mahaprabhu, he is actually Ashraya Jatiya, not Vishaya Jatiya. Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He always encouraged everyone to chant the Mahamantra. He never encouraged anyone to chant his own names. Like we see, when Srivas Thakur chanted Shri Krishna Chaitanya and then Prabhu Nityananda, Mahaprabhu became very displeased. He closed his ears. He said, why are you singing my names? Like Vishnu, Vishnu, it is not proper that you are singing my names. Mahaprabhu always discouraged people from singing his own glories. But only when one associate would sing his glories, he would not say anything. And who was he? He was Lochandas Thakur's Gurudev, Narahari Sarkar. When Narahari Sarkar would sing about Mahaprabhu's glories, Mahaprabhu would not say anything. He would just be quiet. So we say in the same way, like Guru, like disciple. When Lochandas Thakur also would sing about Mahaprabhu's glories, it seemed Mahaprabhu himself would be coming and listening there. Like we heard this history that when Vrindavandas Thakur was writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, we hear that he didn't know how to start because he was a small boy when Mahaprabhu left this world, and ultimately he was initiated by Nityananda Prabhu. So when he was in Mamgachi, in Modrum Dweep, there when he started writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, slowly five boys, they surrounded him. One boy surrounded him from the left, one boy from the right, one boy from the side, one boy from the front, one boy from the behind. And who were these five boys? They were the Panchatattva themselves. They were telling everything to Vrindavandas Thakur, saying, oh, this is what happened when Nimai was a small boy. When he grew up, this is what happened. When he went to Puri, this is what happened. And then he wrote the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat this way. So we see that our Guru Varga, whenever they write something, they are being directly influenced by Mahaprabhu and his associates. Like we see, sometimes the Vaishnavas also say that sometimes in their dreams, they have this inspiration from the Guru Varga to write this shloka or to give this particular definition to one of Mahaprabhu's names. So this way, they're being directly influenced. And we see, we've heard from the Vaishnavas that once, when Gurudev was in Rudradweep or Rututweep, there was an old lady. This old lady, she was very poor. She had nothing. But she had memorized the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat. When she memorized the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat, and when she started speaking this Chaitanya Bhagavat to Gurudev, Gurudev became so happy. He was weeping, Gurudev, saying this old lady is so fortunate. She has memorized the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat. And this old lady, she had one grandson, and she offered this grandson to Gurudev's seva. And to this day, this grandson is serving in the temple also. We've heard from the Vaishnavas, so when Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj would speak the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he'd be closing his eyes, speaking in Telugu, and he'd be weeping so much, not even open his eyes also. So we see this way that Mahaprabhu's pastimes are especially important for us, more than even Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Because Mahaprabhu, he is Patit Pavan. Therefore, only if we properly respect Mahaprabhu, if we properly are fixed in our devotion to Mahaprabhu, if we understand the essence of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, then we can understand the essence of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. We see how Mahaprabhu, beginning from his Balya Lila, how he was Nimai Pandit, and then how he became Bhavuk Nimai in this Pauganda Lila, then Kaishor Lila, how he accepted sannyas, and we see how he went to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan. We see all these Leelas are so heartbreaking. We see Mahaprabhu, Sachimata told him to go to Jagannath Puri, not to Vrindavan. But who inspired Sachimata to speak this way? It was Mahaprabhu himself by his Yogmaya. Like we see, Kaikeyi, she asked for two boons from Dasharath. What was that? That Ram be sent to the forest and Bharat be made king. Who inspired this within Kaikeyi's heart? It was Ramchandra himself by his Yogmaya. Similarly, Mahaprabhu himself by his Yogmaya influenced Sachimata, saying that you must order me that I should go to Jagannath Puri. Why? If Mahaprabhu were to go to Vrindavan, Javad Parsana, he'd be completely absorbed in his mood as being Krishna. He could never relish Radha Bhav. But still we see in Jagannath Puri, if he's seeing a mountain, he's thinking this is Giriraj Govardhan. If he's seeing the ocean, he's thinking this is Yamuna. Seeing a forest, this is Vrindavan. He's seeing a peacock feather lying on the floor, he's reminded of the Raslila. This way he has taught the sadhaks how to do sadhan bhajan, especially in Vipralamba Bhav. Because for the sadhak, this Vipralamba Bhav is very important. So Mahaprabhu, by his own Vipralamba Mohi Lila, he has taught all the sadhaks. And our acharyas like Lochandas Thakur have written so many kirtans in Bengali also. And these kirtans are full of prem. Even if we sing one line of each of these kirtans with some bhav, with some feeling, even with a semblance, we will be blessed with prem. He has sung so many kirtans about Nitai Gaur, Mahaprabhu, even Krishna, this Rajendra Nandana Bhaja Jai Jana, so many different kirtans. Bolo Hari Hari, Manadrida Kari. This way, Lochandas Thakur, to this day, we see that the waves of his prem are flowing. There is not one single devotee in this world who does not sing his kirtan. He sing Parama Karuna Paudvijana Nitai Gaur Chandra, saying how the two brothers, they're so merciful that the stones melt in ecstasy. The stones are melting, but our hearts are not melting. So how unfortunate we are. Saying the stones are melting, all the Pashandis, all the Antachas, the Mlechas, all are being delivered. But still, we are not being delivered. So he has sung in so much lamentation, regret on behalf of the conditioned souls. He is a very great Vaishnav. And we see he has written this wonderful book also in Bengali. So therefore, if anyone were to listen to this book, or if were even to read this book, then there'd be benefit in so many wonderful ways. And in the beginning itself, he is explaining how Parvati Devi, how Narad Rishi, he received some remnants of Narayan from Lakshmi Devi. And when he ate these remnants, he became so happy. He was dancing. And when Shiv Thakur came, he took some of these remnants and he was dancing so much. And Parvati Devi said, why are you dancing so much? Because I'm honoring the remnants of Vishnu. Then Parvati Devi said, oh, you're only keeping these remnants with yourself. If I were you, I would distribute to the entire world these remnants. And we see this, what were these remnants? It was Bhagavat Prem. And we see this Prem was distributed throughout the entire world, all over the world by Bimala Devi's mercy. By who? Bimala Devi's mercy is who? Bimala Prasad. It's Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So this way, Lochandas Thakur is a wonderful, near, dear, intimate associate of Mahaprabhu. I pray at his lotus feet that we not be misled by any misconceptions by those who quote from Narhari Thakur and Lochandas Thakur saying they believe in Gauranagarivad. Hope we don't be misled by these conceptions and that we grasp the essence of the Audharyamayi Leelas, these pastimes of great magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anjaya Kalpataru Vishya Kripasandhya Vichya Vaditanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnav Bhyo Namo Namaha.
Vandeham Shigurubharam Shirupanu Vipravaram Vrajarasrasikam Chanarayanam Tamprabhanam Manchakalpataru Vyascha Kripasindhu Vyayivaja Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer him to Sasana Vat Pranams, the Lotus Sita Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padam, Tilila Vishnam Vishnu Pad, Astotra Satsyashimachi Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our most beloved Shila Gurudev. The same unlimited sustenance Vat Pranams in Lotus Feet of Paramaradhyatam Shri Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga. Madana Vat Pranams, all Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavis. So today we are observing this very, very auspicious occasion of the disappearance of Lochandas Thakur. In Raghunath Das Goswami Manas Shiksha, He says, Yajiche Ravasam, Brajabu Visuragam Pratijanam, Juvadvandam Tachit Paricharitun Aryad Avilasit, Swarupa Sri Rupam Sagana Nihatasa Grajanapis, Puram Premanitam Smaraparam Ajasran Nanumana. If we wanted to enter in transcendental Braj, in the platform of Ragatmik Bhakti, then we must distinctly bow down and remember these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Swarup Damodar, Srila Rupa Goswami, his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, and those who are in their party. Otherwise, those who are the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because they are the recipients of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We cannot directly go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot fully digest the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way, but we take the shelter of those who have received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who are the recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So in this way, we heard during the appearance day of Lochan Das Thakur that he had a very sweet relationship with many associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He practically met all the different associates of Mahaprabhu. He had very sweet relationship with Murari Gupta. And we have heard how Murari Gupta, he wrote this Ram Astakam, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote on the forehead of Murari Gupta, Ram Das. And he told, you are Hanuman. And this Murari Gupta, he used to carry Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shoulder. He used to go in the courtyard carrying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Hanuman he does for Lord Rama. So this Murari Gupta, he wrote this biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote in Sanskrit language. And he gave it to Lochan Das Thakur. Not only him, but also Kavi Karnapur Goswami. He also gave his writings to Lochan Das Thakur when they were residing in Jagannath Puri. But it was not very easy to understand for the common people. There are many students, there were many ladies and young people and workers. They are not fully able to understand the Sanskrit language. So he wanted to make the Leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily accessible to everyone. So he took these biographies and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wrote in this, not in Sadhu Bhasa, but in this Chalita Bhasa. Very simple, very easy Bengali language. Everyone could understand. Anyone who is going for work, anyone who is riding on a bull cart, or if they are doing any service, whatever may be, they can sing this Chaitanya Mangal and Sarva Mangalam Mangalyanam. They will attain all auspiciousness. Once you read, it's very easy to memorize. He has also given in the Chaitanya Mangala the best times in the proper time. He has given the proper time, the place, and what happened. But he spoke, he wrote in a very brief way, very short way, the Leelas. So anyone can read one time and they can sing this Chaitanya Mangala. So we have also heard that some scholars, they do not have faith because it is written in such a simple language. And these Sanskrit pandits, sometimes they think, oh, why he wrote in such a simple village language? How this can be bona fide? So this is the hindrance of becoming like a pandit and having this pandit abhiman. This is very, very dangerous in devotional life. Gurudev always cautioned his disciples to be careful, always remain sadhu sangha. Do not go independently here and there and try to learn scriptures from those who are not high-class Vaishnavas. Because so many anarthas can come from that. We have heard, and it's also given in Gurudev's biography, that also we should be careful with this mood given in this verse, Mukam karoti vachalam pangulam jayate girin jat kripatanaham bande sri gurun dinatarinam. If we understand that this is describing the glories of Guru, that Guru can make the impossible possible, then that is very nice. But if we think that after I came to Gurudev, Now I have become very qualified. Now I know so many things, where I was before and where I am now. So some proud can develop. So Gurudev always telling this proud, this arrogance, this Amito Vaishna Ebudi Hoile Amini Nahabohan, in which we want to be praised and we don't want to respect anyone else, it is very, very, very dangerous. It eventually can lead to some fall down. So very, very dangerous. So Gurudev told, be careful with this Pandita Bhiman. Having the mood of being fallen is much more helpful. We can see in bhajans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur how great humility is not there. And Srila Gurudev many times told in the lecture of Madhurya Kandambini that humility is synonymous with prema. So this humility is the key for all success in spiritual life. Therefore, the mood given in the shloka, Inanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishameba Vambudo Kripaya Tava Pada Pankajan Sitadli Sadrisam Vichintaya, that is more helpful. Hey Nanda Nandana, I have fallen in this ocean of material existence. Please accept me as a particle of dust in your lotus feet. So this mood is much more helpful. In this way, the Vaishnavas like Lochandas Thakur, externally they look like simple personalities. They are just simply doing kirtan and performing their devotional service. But how glorious is that this Chaitanya Mangal, that even Gopinath himself, he went from Agradweep all the way to the place where this Chaitanya Mangal was being spoken. He told this, his name was Govind Kaviraj. There was Govind Kaviraj and Madhav Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh. They were great kirtaniyas. Govind Ghosh, actually. It was Govind Ghosh. He told him that, take me to that place where Chaitanya Mangal is being spoken. So they arranged a boat. I don't want to stay always in one place. Take me a boat. Let's perform this boat riding. And what was most amazing is that the boat, it was going upstream. Instead of going downstream, the boat was going upstream by the desire of Gopinath. So in this way, he was reciting this Chaitanya Mangal. And previous to this, you know, his family, they were trying to bring him back to home. Because he left his home when he was very young, he was going here and there and having the association of these different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After some time, their family started trying to find him. And the news came to his Gurudev, Narhari Sarkar Thakur, who sent him to his village. You go there. You visit your village. Otherwise, they will always be causing some trouble. And previously, they have also arranged the marriage for him when he was just 5 years old. So when he came to his village, he asking one lady, oh, Mataji, where is the house? He's telling the name of his parents. Where is the house of this and that personality? So she say, she showed to him the house, and we have heard that that Mataji was actually his wife. But he was such a long way out of his village that he was not even able to recognize her. He say, how can she is my wife? I'm calling her Mataji. She's like a mother. So what he did that, he was just speaking this Chaitanya Mangal. He was just singing this Chaitanya Mangal from morning to evening. He was singing this Chaitanya Mangal. This is the nature of Vaishnavas. Whatever they go, their connection is never broke. They always see their Ishtadev everywhere. They are never affected by the external potence of the Lord. There are many leelas of Gurudev like that. Wherever he went, he was always immersed in his Brajabhava. As it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Stavra Jangame Dekina Deki Taramurti Sarvatra Hai Nija Ishtadevi Spurti. The Mahabhagavat pure devotee, wherever he goes, wherever he sees, whether it is moving or no moving, he always receives Spurti of his Ishtadev. So nobody can change them, but indeed they change everyone else who is around them. So his family thought, okay, you can go wherever you like. After they heard this Chaitanya Mangal, and they changed their mind and they told Lochandas Thakur that you can go wherever you like. And he was going to village, always reciting this Chaitanya Mangal. And whoever came in contact with this Chaitanya Mangal, their life became completely changed. Even the animals, they used to come to that place and hear this Chaitanya Mangal.
Just like Gurudev sometimes speaking Harikatha, sometimes cows used to come and monkeys used to come, and they also used to be sitting there with devotees hearing Gurudev's Harikatha. So in this way, he changed the life of so many devotees by the power of this Chaitanya Mangal. By one moment association with him, their life completely changed. They used to come and hear just one word of this Chaitanya Mangal, but they were not able to leave that place. They would remain there until the recitation would go up to the end. This is the power of this, the power of these Vaishnavas. So in this way, after the recitation would finish, then he used to chant the Panchatattva, and then he used to chant the Mahamantra. So in that day of this appearance day of Lochan Das Thakur, we also heard that Krishna has called all the holy tirthas to this Vrindavan Dham. All places are here. But where is Sri Navadvip Dham? Is it Navadvip Dham present in this Vrindavan Dham or not? That day we heard that Navadvip Dham is in Sri Radhe Kunj. Because this is the place where Panchatattva themselves they have come by their own desire. It's not that anyone came and paid some sculpture to arrange for the Panchatattva and by force brought this Panchatattva here. Panchatattva, they came by their own desire. Eventually you will come to know the history of how deeply of how this Panchatattva came. And I remember the time everyone was mad, completely mad. This kirtan was going on up to 11:30 in the night. Some devotees here, even our god brothers, they telling, oh, this Radhe Kunj devotees, they like too much kirtan, Baba. We cannot stay here. We'll rent a room outside. So much kirtan was going on. I remember the time was really like, really amazing time. So many things are there. I don't want to say so much. But our Gurudeva, he told, when he did this Gaur Purnima, one year Gurudeva, he did this Gaur Purnima here in Vrindavan Dham. And Gurudeva, he confirmed that. Gurudeva, he told that everyone knows that this Vrindavan is hidden in Navadvip, is Gupta Vrindavan. But also this Navadvip Dham is hidden here in this Vrindavan Dham. So in this way, Radhe Kunja is actually the entrance to realize that Navadvip Dham is present here in this Vrindavan Dham. So we beg the mercy of Lochan Das Thakur so we can witness the eternal Sankirtan Ras of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is going on here in this Vrindavan Dham. It's only by His mercy, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu's eternal associates, that we can have such an experience. This material world is a very dangerous place. Padam padam yadvipadam, there is danger at every step. The nature of this material world, it's a polluting nature. It's very difficult to clean ourselves. But little mistake we do, then again we become polluted. So therefore we remember these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like it's given in Mana Shiksha, Asachesta Kasta Pradavikata Pasali Viha. That lust, anger, greed, just like a band of dacoits, they suddenly attack us in the open road of material life. They bound our neck with the licentious ropes of wicked deeds. And then the only solution is to cry for the very powerful devotees who are the protectors of the path of bhakti leading to Sri Krishna, who is the killer of Bakasura. Bakasura represents duplicity. By hearing our piteously cry, they will surely protect us. So this is our bhajan. We cry for the Guru Varga. We cry for Gurudev, to Srila Bhamana Maharaj, to Srila Trivikram Maharaj, to Swami Prabhupada, to Param Gurudev, to Srila Prabhupada. Then we cry to the six Goswamis, we cry for the Panchatattva. And then we go on crying for all the different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this Lochan Das Thakur. And this is our bhajan. They will protect us from these dacoits, and they will give entrance in this abode of Gaura Ras, this Sankirtana Ras. And by tasting this Sankirtana Ras, our eternal Swarupa in Braj will be awakened. So therefore we beg the mercy of Lochan Das Thakur, so our life will be successful and we'll be able to fully fulfill the heart desires of our Srila Gurudev. Vancha kaltaru vyascha kripa sindhu deva cha patita nam pavane vaishnavi deva namo.
রচনদাস ঠাকুরের নরেশ সরকার ঠাকুর ডিসাইপল জাস্ট নাও হিয়ারিং এনিবডি গ্লোরিফাই মহাপ্রভু দেন মহাপ্রভু নট হিয়ারিং নট ই অ্যাকসেপ্টিং ইয়র টাইম লেফট দিস প্লেস দেন ক্লোজিং আইস ইয়ার হিজ সাইলেন্স ইউ নো লাইক anybody addressing, glorifying, and his glories, his name which is doing kirtan. But Rochandas Thakur is, he is now singing songs, Avatar Sar Gura Avatar. Many goddess incarnations. But all are topmost superior who Gora Mahaprabhu. And he is saying, why not you worshipping and doing bhajan for him? Oh, you came nearby water, but you cannot drinking. Bad luck, you are suffering, thirsty, dry, but you cannot came. Mahaprabhu is near. How will be happy and pleased and satisfied? Telling day and night, throne tree, you are near is going and chewing this throne tree. How can coming is sweet taste, nectar, fruits coming, there are no fruits, bitter fruits. And loveful desire tree, Mahaprabhu, why not you are following him? Why not serving him? Oh, you thinking he is poison tree, he is against. Why not you like him? Why not love for him? Why not serving him? He going anywhere other near, but they are what giving? They have nothing. They are only helpful, no helpful also. See, only dry wood is you are chewing, then no coming nectar, no coming sweetness. You think, oh, this is sugar cane? This is also wood? Dry wood, this also sugar cane? I said, no. You thinking, but your thinking is imagination. You look. What is? Where is sugar cane? But you are wearing necklace? No, tulasi necklace. Other necklace. Then, you calling, inviting, thief and dacoit. And your enemies, tulasi wearing, nobody coming you near. All are distance to you. And gold, diamond, platinum, necklace, bah, you inviting. Come, come, come. I have, look at me. Then coming and stealing and killing. Like people making a gold teeth, you know? Diamond teeth, gold teeth. Then, coming and breaking within hammer and take out this teeth. Your living body also, that time also they're taking out this teeth. Not giving you anything. But tulasi wearing, then nobody coming. Only who coming? Jam Maharaj coming? Jam Maharaj soldiers coming? Dharmaraj? Coming Dharma? No coming Dharmaraj. Soldiers. Who coming? Only coming Vaikunthiya, Golak Vrindavan too. So he's saying, oh, you are thinking cold and cool and cooling me. But big fire all time. Anybody is near going? Firehouse. Fire pot. No cooling. Anywhere going, any persons near going. Without sadhu, everywhere. Sadhu's name is AC. They are Western country asking, why AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? His air cooler? Say, Nitai Padak Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. Not one cooler, color air cooler, cooling you forever, no more fire. Therefore, he is fast AC, no other DC, but he is AC. All his god brothers is joking with him. Which came? Now air cooler came. AC came. Bhaktivedanta AC came. Other Vaishnava is AC? Nobody AC? Say Nitya is AC. Koti Chandra Sushitala. So his koi is telling you are going any Sushitala, any cooling for you, any other near, there is fire. Forever. Therefore, you are worshipping and you are doing bhajan for your family. Oh, sometimes you are looking here, somebody coming with his small kids and playing, taking lap and soldiers and playing and telling Radhe Radhe Bolo, dancing, like his toy. Very happy. No looking in Krishna, no looking other, only bas, baby, heavy, tabby. So, telling sansar, family worshipping for you have time, they are pleasing for you have time, income for that, therefore, lot of time, serving for time, but Krishna's for, Mahaprabhu's for nothing time. Telling, oh, you are not hearing my request, for your this lifetime, now present time, after future, all you are lost, miss. And after your now, where is your head? In slaughter house. Just now, sword is coming and making you pieces and distributing. Whom? First distributing for sword with is who coming? Wife. And after she is making pieces, giving children. You eat this part. 24 hours, they making part and taking. Jamloka, crashing and taking. Then families, children's, mother is taking, father, all. Bone, meat, soul, blood, pelvis, mate, all things, liver, kidney, everything taking. Heart, all giving. Eat, take. Quickly taking, like you know, one trailing Gurudev story, one spider, very happy. Oh, he is spider, big spider has like one big sweet ball, box like. He giving birth many eggs, 100,000 eggs. And then he is making box and his chest is his, it's like a tying. And he is going everywhere. After this, eggs are get birth, then small baby spider. Then very hungry. First there is coat is eating, white coat, one box like. And like is round size, this eating that one. After they hungry, and all are then catching mother. Then mother is thinking, bah, my children are very sweet for me. They like and licking me. They catch me. But after slow, they are all eating. Mother, heart and chest, all eating. She is now skeleton and die. Then after all eating, A to Z, all bodies part eating, and they are bigger, they are going running here and there. To our life like father and mother. First father, telling father. Telling daddy, already dead. Not death, dead. Daddy. After thing, mama. Mama. She has sword. All time. Hey, give income money. That time. Divacho ortho e rajan kutumba bharane nava. Day and night income. Blood. Giving all energy. And night time. Taking out all our. And after making many box, heavy box, heavy baby. Then babies are also sharing father energy and blood. After dry skeleton, husk, quickly throwing in this garbage, where in cremation place, inside fire. This is our last duty. And after feast arranging, big feast, like eagles are dead body, looking and very happy. So leaving body and putting fire and coming and starting feast. What Shraddha ceremony? Now I am eating, distributing, I am free now. All wealth is mine here. Tulochan Das Thakur is, as it is showing everything, saying, why not you worshiping Gaur Sundar? Avatar Sar Gura Avatar, Kerana Bhajilitari. Korini Rebas, Galana Piyas, Apana Karma Phiri. Kantakare Taru, Sadai Sebeli Man. Kemane Paivi, Sebeli Sadai Amrita Phala Rase. Prem Kalpataru, Goranga Amar, Nam Thare Bhaveli Vise. Telling Sorobe Rase, Parasa Sukili, Nasa Tepasila Kito. Thinking, families are very good smell. All time they are smelling and taking, saying, oh, your nose inside is going this worms. And all time serving family, oh, they will be happy and pleased and they pacify you, pleasing in you, say impossible. All are is samana kinkara sap. Last day thinking, necklace, I am wearing snake necklace, similar family necklace. My neck has now necklace. All time I am remembering Ojamil fortune. He remembering Narayan, Narayan, own children, son name. Continue. But he don't know. Rishis are came and giving this mantra. But Rishis are kindly giving this name, but God holy name, Guru's giving. That time he's chanting, but he's thinking this is my son for I am thinking. But Rishis are giving name of God holy name. But he's thinking name and chanting. When he is pure, he don't know. So now telling, I'm worshipping my family. Not worshipping Gaurhari. How am I foolish? I have lost my life. This time, next time, future, all I am lost. Therefore, selling my own self is, I am putting my head in a slaughterhouse. Now, no more time. After his singing, Kejabi Kejabi Rifai Bhava Sindhupar. Bhinna Kali Yugara Chaitanya Avatar. Mahaprabhu is incarnation. Of God incarnation? No. He is himself Avatari. He is kindly came and he is telling you are blind, you are lame, not possible. You walking and looking anything. Look at me. No. Oh, hearing? No. Your name not coming my near, my Sankirtanam, no, not possible, I have no taste, no desire. Everywhere I am going, but Hari Sankirtanam, there I am not going. Anywhere Haridas, Bhakta, there I am not going. My eyes is not looking any Bhakta devotees, God Himself. Telling Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, he is bringing this boat, ship. Okay, you nothing want to do, you hearing Harinam, you chanting Harinam, I am arranging for you. Boat without fee, without any cost, you come. You one time chanting and I am helping in you. No need myself, my followers, Bhakta devotees are helping. And you don't know when you are crossing this world. Therefore, he is praying. He is continuing. He is praying this Nityananda Prabhu's for Gauri's glory chanting after. He thinking, Mahaprabhu near and dearest, Haridas Thakur, Advaita, Srinivas, Basu Ghosh, Gadadhar Pandit, Narai Thakur, all are one by one, he is requesting and praying. What is saying? How is Narahari Prabhu, Sarkar Thakur, telling, where am I? I don't know, but it's good for me. Guru Maharaj is giving mantra diksha and at a time he is giving his all power and he is giving his nectar, worshipping for Guru Nitai and Panchadatta and glorify for them. After, he said, day and night, how can I am crossing in Maya? Therefore, early morning, Guru Maharaj is giving inspiration and order. Oh, you chanting Gauri's holy name and praying is near and then no more tension. He is saying, oh, Jagai Madhai, not only, how many mlecha, how many all fallen soul, Gauri, Nityananda, everybody is purifying and helping. He is praying Parma Karuna Pahudu Ijano Nityai Gauri Chandra Sabha Avatar Sarasira Mani Kevala Ananda Kanda Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nityai Sudra Vishas Kari Vishaya Chhadiya Sirasima Jiya Mukhevala Hari Hari. Gauri Nityai is near, you came, but faith, be faithful. Otherwise, this is not his thinking, this is only drama. Any animal birds, they are also getting liberation. Why not you get liberation? His next is continue praying Akruta Paramananda Nityananda Rai. He is saying Nityananda Prabhu, how is kind. He is going house to house and everybody is near going and requesting. Oh, you are chanting Harinam. And your all responsibility I am taking. Rolling in ground and requesting. Oh, please, you are chanting Harinam. Next is praying, oh, Nityai Gunamani Amar, Nityai Gunamani. How is Nityananda Prabhu? He is bringing flood. What? This. Loveful Gauri is nectarful love, loveful these floods. And all bhakta devotees, they are floating. But what is giving? This Brahma for is not possible. Brahma dullo prem sobakar jasi. Mahaprabhu cutting in this dam and open and telling this flood is going everywhere, house to house. Anywhere you are hiding, they are also going. Then Nityananda Prabhu, Lachandas Thakur, then next is saying, Lachandas Prabhu, Amar Nitya Jevanahi Mane, Anala Bhajai Tar Majo Mukhapane. So the anybody not following this Nityananda Prabhu, I am fire with it. They already warned, and last, little bit they have, then I am giving more fire for them. Meanings, oh, you like families, okay. Go on more instead jumping in fire. Then you are understanding how much fire and burning continue. He is next telling, Nitai Mora Jivandhana, Nitai Mora Jati. He is saying, anywhere no Nityananda Prabhu, there I am not going. Anybody against the Nityananda Prabhu, I am not follow his, that person. I am not look at his face. Ganga Devi, his feedback water and Nityananda Prabhu's, how is Prem Kalpataru? Anything is needed is his before his giving. He is continuing his praying and many songs of Advaita Prabhu's for and after Gadadhar Pandit for his continued writing and praying and crying. And he is telling, how can I am, all time is getting this liberation. His first time, is Narisargar Thakur near Diksha taking, and then Narisargar Thakur saying, oh, I am telling you, worshipping Mahaprabhu's followers, bhaktas, devotees, and their mercy, necessary. Then he is one by one on Mahaprabhu associates with his meeting. He is meeting with Murari Gupta. He is serving Murari Gupta like Acharya Ramanuj going all Vaishnavas near Jamuna Acharya's disciples near. Same Narisargar Thakur sending. He is Murari Gupta serving after Murari Gupta very happy. Murari Gupta he has katcha, meaning he is writing every day Mahaprabhu's all lila within Sanskrit. He is giving everything to Lachandas Thakur. Okay, I am giving you news. This is your treasure. These things forever for you reserving. How I am reserving? See, these things is your near will be like mantra, mahamantra. These things is manifest on Swarup. Mantra, devata, which is your relation and love, mantra the manifest own Swarup and showing you everything. Say Adiguru Brahma only chanting Omkar. Top. Then Lord Narayan came. And he is giving advice. And he is giving everything. Him telling this is your treasure. Then he is king. He is telling Gurudev Niyar. And he is meeting with his other Vaishnavas that everybody giving bless and giving something, advice, instruction. Then he is telling, oh Gurudev, Gaurangalila, I cannot see. I am that time not appears, get back. But I have desire, I am writing. Gaurangalila darasane, bancha kato hai mani, vasai likhiya sab rakhi, kichu kichu pada likhi, jodi iha kaha dekhi, prakash kare kehalila, narari pabesho, kuchibe mani erdu, granta gane, Dharavibya Sila, Narisargar Thakur saying, I am Gaurhari's Lila and darshan for little time my nearest came. I am sometime meeting with Mahaprabhu and his Lila, hearing and looking. But I like you reserving, disciples first telling, you reserving everything. And I am also telling you something, And Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda Prabhu, and his all bhakta, mercy, necessary. Then he is collecting all our mercy. Then Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Vasu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, they are Mahaprabhu with his Kirtaniya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila, this reserving for, then how his heart is appears, everything. So Rasaraj Mahaprabhu, he likes his Rasamaya Kirtan. Only Naam Kirtan, no, Guru Gun Lila Kirtan. Then he is saying, first you writing Kirtan, and doing Kirtan is starting. Then he is starting first Mahamata Kirtan, after his Naam Kirtan, after his Rup, Swarup is appears in his heart. Then he is doing Rup Kirtan. How is Mahaprabhu? How is Nityananda Prabhu? After his Gun is come, Gun Lila. After Lila, all writing, singing and writing. After some time, his Guru Maharaj, Narasarkar Thakur, giving his lot of own power, Shakti. Then also giving advice. Then he came front of Gurudev, Guru Maharaj. I am leaving everything. I am to shelter your lotus feet. Now, as you like, you use me for use me. Then Gurudev, by order, he is arranging tal leaves, this tal fruits leaves, big long, and then he is starting this writing. Chaitanya Mangal. Gurudev, Narasarkar Thakur is saying, two types of darshan. One is physical darshan, one is eternal darshan. Then you are remembering this Mahaprabhu and he with his parshad, and then everything appears. The first time he is starting Mangalacharan, Guru Vandana. After Guru Maharaj Marsi, Mangalacharan, and Jagannath Mishra, and all our Parshad. And all that times he is inviting Narad Rishi. And then Narad Rishi, he is going Dwarakapuri. Rukmini is near, Krishna is near, is praying. How is this Jiva's, Kali Yuga Jiva's position? Krishna then meeting within Brahma and Shiva, and Narad Rishi is for giving order. And Rukmini then is looking, how is Gaur Hari? This avatar is Premaya avatar. Then bhaktas are also, by desire of Krishna, all appears. Then Aditya Prabhu, his Shantipur Navadip come, and he is worshipping and praying. Guru Hari appears. How is his big festival? And Aditya Prabhu, how is looking this Mahaprabhu's Bal Lila? And after one by one, his nearest appears, all Lila, he is starting or writing. And first time he is saying Krishna Bhakti, Bhakta, with near is present. But Harikatha and Harikirtan possible within Bhakta. Otherwise no Bhaktas, then is big problem. Mahaprabhu starting Kirtan, then Kirtan has no anybody taste or power, then Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu's Dorkopin cutting pieces and giving all bhaktas. They are making his kabacho. And this Sankirtanam then very spreading. Then all bhakta devotees anywhere, they are all coming. And Mahaprabhu, how is this? Everybody is giving his instruction and inspiration. After Mahaprabhu in sannyas and going, here is saying, why Mahaprabhu took sannyas? Mahaprabhu in within this Navadip Dham, then not possible. Mahaprabhu, Radhika Bhava Madhuri, Ashadan Sukhokaj. This place is not his favorable place. Here is one day chanting Gopi Gopi, then his problem. But Jagannath Puri Mahaprabhu, all time it is his own Antaranga Bhaktas. That time is there is his everything. Git Govinda, all this Krishna Kandamrita, all his songs, hearing, singing, but they are not problem. So Mahaprabhu also South India, he is moving, going, and there is he starting Ramananda Rai with his meeting after this Venkatachalam. His 4 months is complete. Prajadevish, most Srimad Radharaniyan Gopis, specialties is explaining and glorifying, but there no, yes, problem. After everybody is near is this Prajalila explaining for giving permission and order. So one by one he is, everything is writing, meanings meeting, looking, and also time to time he is doing Sankirtanam. Then he's saying bhakti prema maharga ratna nikara tyagena santoshayan bhaktana bhakta janati niskriti vidho urvavatirna kalo pasandana parichurnayana tijagatam hunkara prajang kuso si sannyasi shiromani vijayatam chaitanya rupam prabhu. This first sloka, this Murari Gupta first writing, reserving, and he is giving. Then he is, this one is first explaining to Bengali poet. He is saying, Bhaktavinda, everybody will be very happy. And all types of these problems, solution for only one way. This Kali Yuga avatar Gaurhari is near, took shelter and following his order and instruction. His Harinam, this Osadhi with his medicine, with his removing all disease, like big Hunkar Gorjan with his Mahaprabhu or Pasandi, all atheist, everybody is breaking prouds and destroy them and breaking their anartha. And after giving this, Sannyasi Chudamani Mahaprabhu giving this Amita Prem Sampatti. So he is starting now, next time hearing Gautamandi.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Avatarasar Gora Avatar Ke Nona Vajili Tare Kori Mire Bas Gelana Pia Taru sadai sevili man amrita paiva ashe prema kalpa taru shri gauranga ma Kalpataru Gaurahe Gaurama Prema Kalpataru Shri Gaurangama Tahare Babili Bise Avatara sar Gaura avatar ke nona bajili tare Sura gera ashe palasa sukili man Nasate poshilo kita Ikudanda babi kota chushilima Mon paibi mita Iharana bolia galaya poriliman Samana kinkara sapa Sitala boliya aguna polima Sitala boliya aguna polima Paili bajara tapa Gaura avatar sar Gaura avatar ke nona bajili tare Sansara bajili Shri Gauranga bulili Na sunili sadur kota. Iha para kala dukala palima. Iha para kala dukala palima. Aili apana mata. Avatara sar Gaura avatar Ke no na bajili tare Ei kori nire vas gelo na piya Nire vas que lo na pia E apan karma pere E que no na bojilitore Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Sai Gaura Haribol 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 Gaura Premanande Hari Haribol